Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
People my age, like 40 and older, you ever notice we never got thanked for learning the internet? We were the first people to do the internet. We were technological cavemen. No, thank you. You're welcome, future. But they don't understand. One day we went to bed, no internet. The next day, AOL CDs with 1,500 hours on them. Like, we didn't know what to do. We had to figure it out. You guys remember when the internet was so new, it would make noises when it was hooking up to show you it was trying, like struggling for its life, like, you've got mail.
Wednesday, December 10th. Uh-oh, 15 days till Christmas.
Oh, boy. I was getting little things at the store, and the person checking me out was like, oh, wow, like, it was candy.
Uh-huh.
And
you don't have to.
What?
You don't have to tell me what it was, or is that part of the story?
Well, that's why they were like, "Why are you getting so much candy?"
Oh, okay.
And I was like, "Oh, for Christmas." And the girl goes, "Already?" I'm like, "Already?
Yeah, already. Yeah." Was she young?
No.
Oh, really? Was she old?
She was. She's like 50.
So. Already should not enter into her vernacular when it comes to Christmas. I have not one, but two people on my street that have a decoration on their yard that counts down the days to Christmas.
I've seen that.
It's like Santa next to a big red pole, and there's like a digital sign. They must be selling them. They must be very popular this year because there's two people with them. And so every single day that I go and walk down the street to pick up my kids from school, I get this gigantic light up reminder of just how time is ticking away.
I feel like that helps.
Does it?
I feel like being able to see it in those terms makes it easier to get your head around the idea that, like, oh, it's almost time.
Yeah, that's
true. It's almost here.
That's true. I've already asked you this, like, if you still had a lot of shopping to do. And you said you don't have a lot, but you have a little.
I have just a couple things I have to get, and we're good to go.
I think we put the final nail in the coffin for the kids last night. But like when it comes to, I actually think my extended family, I'm good there for the most part. I have to pick up a couple things here and there, but, my wife, we try to keep it to like five things that we get each other for Christmas.
Okay.
I have three and I need to get two more.
And this is for your wife?
Mm-hmm.
Now, doesn't she give you a list?
Yeah, but I try to not use that list unless I have to.
Okay.
Like the three things that I got are not on her list.
See, my partner has made it very clear, just stick to the list.
Yeah, I hate that.
And
I wouldn't do it first, even if he did.
At first, and I haven't entirely, but I kind of had to like, I realized the other day, like, I keep thinking, well, if I'm getting all the things that you want on your list, then that it's not special for you.
Mm-hmm.
But then realizing that he is somebody that like knows what to, he feels better when he knows what's happening, like when he knows what to expect.
Yeah.
I finally had the realization like, oh, this makes his Christmas better.
Okay.
Will make him enjoy it more. I kept thinking the surprise was going to make him enjoy it more. And then I had to realize like, oh no, that's what makes it better for me.
Yeah. But your enjoyment is a big part of it too. Like I like giving gifts more than I like receiving gifts. Don't you?
I think I enjoy both.
Enjoy both, but which one do you enjoy more? Of course I enjoy both.
Probably giving gifts.
Me
but
too.
Gifts is also my one of my love languages.
Mm.
So getting gifts is very fulfilling because I can like see in real time like you thought of me
right, and you know me. Yeah,
and
yeah.
So that works for my brain and my heart.
Okay, so the last part of that. You know me.
Yeah.
Well, if somebody's just giving you a list, That doesn't mean they know you at all.
But that doesn't bother him.
He could give a list to a stranger and still get what he wants on Christmas.
Right, but he wouldn't. He's giving me a list. He's not giving anybody else a list.
Okay.
I mean, I really did have to sort of like let go of what is special for me and realize, oh, this will make his day better.
Yeah. I think I like the approach my mom took years ago, which used to really piss off me and my brother, but she just stopped. She just stopped making lists. I think one day I'm going to pull a Rosemary and I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to stop. People are going to be like, Dad, we didn't get your list. Be like, yeah, I'm not giving you a list.
I didn't make one.
I didn't make a list. Show me how much you know me.
The only thing I mean, I feel when somebody asks me what I want,
yeah,
I suddenly don't know myself at all. And I'm like, what do I want?
Well, it's probably because you've gotten things that you need because you're a grown up, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not a thing, you know, it's what do I want? I mean, it's boring and I don't want you to get it. I want you to get me something I don't necessarily am thinking of.
Well, I suddenly can't think of anything.
Trick my brain
into
is that so much to ask? Just like baby Jesus wanted. Baby Jesus didn't make a list for gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
He was a baby, couldn't even write.
His parents didn't make a list for him.
That's true. Well, they did. They barely knew he was coming.
And how many people? Well, Mary did.
Mary knew.
Joseph was like, "What? What? What?"
Joseph was like, "I'm along for the ride, I guess."
Hold on. Wait. Hold on.
Gavin's 12 Stands of Christmas on the Wake Up Call. 365 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
This is great. So I'm calling somebody who is in charge of a neighborhood run club. And she posted, you know, looking for new runners on the neighborhood Facebook group chat. Well, Don Quake saw it. And at the request of her husband, I'm calling her to see if I can get Don Quake in the run club. Enjoy the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
My name's Tanya. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Don Quake, and you are leading a run club. Do I see that right?
Yeah.
You're the president? The president of the run club?
I am.
I was informed by my doctor that I need to get back to exercising due to the abnormal amount of fluid around my heart.
Okay.
Madam President, once upon a time, I was very fit. I was in Vietnam. I served two tours, and I have 37 confirmed kills. So, but the times have changed, though, and I just want to know I ran out of breath. I'm sorry. Hold on, 1 second.
Are you okay?
No, I'm fine. Hold on.
Oh, yes. Are you going to be okay, sir?
All right. So I just want to know, how far do you run in any given day?
Sometimes between 3 and 5 miles.
Okay. Okay. Does everybody run at the same pace?
No, everyone varies.
That's good. Okay, because I do only have one leg. And I know you're probably thinking, Purple Heart recipient. That is false. It was diabetes that took this one.
I'm sorry to hear that, sir.
That's okay. That's all right. Can my service animal come with me?
I don't know how that would work.
She sits on my shoulder.
On your shoulder?
Yep.
I see. Is this not a dog? What kind of animal is this?
It's a macaw parrot. I call her Sweetie. It's short for Sweet Tooth.
Got it.
Which I think is funny because I have diabetes.
Right.
And Donnie's got a sweet tooth. Yeah. Donnie's got a sweet tooth. That's what I tell my doctor. Hey, but she can talk. She's a service animal in the way that, you know, sometimes she answers tough questions for me. Or sometimes will get me out of an argument with somebody.
I see.
She also keeps me healthy. God love her. But, you know, she'll say, Papa, put down that cupcake. And I'll go, all righty, sweetie. All right, sweetie.
Okay.
So she'll probably help everybody in the run group. Everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
She'll probably, entertaining.
Is she entertaining? You bet your ass.
Oh, right. Well, that sounds riveting, actually. I just don't know that it's a good fit for this actual club. I don't know how that would work out. Oh.
Sorry.
Are you okay?
I run out of breath sometimes. One time I fell over. I ran out of breath and fell over, and Sweetie had to fly and get some help.
Okay. I really hate saying this, but I don't think this is for you.
You don't think this is for me?
No, I don't.
All right. Is there another run group you can recommend?
I think there's a run group for people that are a little physically challenged. than
that's,
meat.
That's not me. That's not me. I'm physically capable, is what my wife says. You know how that goes. All right. Well, thank you for your time then, sir. And one last thing before I get going. None of this has been real. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, and you're on a prank phone call called a phone scam. Your husband, John, is the one who asked me to do this. So,
Of course it is. John, I'm going to kill him when I get home. Oh, my God, you really had me going. You had me going.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam at endonline.com. Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
And you go 916-909-1065 to play Married Name Upgrade Downgrade. Oh, yeah. And we're going to start with Desiree this morning. Good morning, Desiree.
Good morning.
So what is your maiden name?
Wills.
Desiree Wills. Ooh, I like that.
It sounds like in some sort of like Charleston town, the girl down the street.
Oh, like a turn of the century coming of age story.
Yeah. Well, what about the Wills girl, Desiree?
Desiree feels too.
I always go by Desi, though.
Oh, that changes things.
Desi Wills? Oh, I love it.
I do not like that.
Why?
It makes her sound like an old-timey outlaw.
Desi Wills does make you sound like you've committed crime, but that's sexy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody has the hots for Bonnie.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
It does make you sound like a female magician. I will say that. And up next, the amazing Desi Wills.
You're okay. Right. Okay.
And what's your married name?
Velasco.
Ooh.
Velasco.
Now, do you still go by Desi?
I still go by Desi.
Okay, Desi Velasco.
Desiree in professional settings.
Oh, Desiree Velasco.
Okay.
Absolutely an upgrade. So sexy. Desi Velasco, come on.
Desiree Velasco sounds like a distant planet.
Does it?
Yeah, or a comet.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Be like, we discovered the Desiree Velasco, and it will strike Earth in the year 2185.
Yeah. If it doesn't go to the black hole. If it doesn't go into the Desi Wills.
That is an upgrade, Desiree. Congratulations. Velasco's a good one. All right, let's talk to... We don't have a ton of time today, so Allie, you're our last one, okay?
Hi there.
Hi there. All right, Allie, what is your last name? Your maiden name.
My maiden name is Davis.
Allie Davis.
Ooh, Allie Davis. Could you be
girl next
more
door
of a cutie pie? Yeah. Girl next door, freckles on the face.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
See, she knows.
Yeah.
A natural beauty.
Sure.
Has a bunch of big brothers.
Right.
She's the baby sis.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Okay. And your married name?
Married name is Kiwan.
Kiwan.
Like quinoa?
So it's Arabic. So it's K-I-W-A-N.
Oh, wow. I love that.
Ali Kiwan.
Kiwan.
Ali Kiwan. Ali Kiwan.
Okay, are you an Allison?
I'm struggling with this.
Alexandra.
Alexandra Kiwan.
No, okay, that
better.
Changes everything.
That is better.
Okay, Alexandra Kiwan. First of all, she is a designer to the stars. Okay, everything she makes is couture, and if you're just on anybody,
mm-mm,
okay? Don't even try. Don't even pick up the phone. You don't have a shot.
I'm not getting that. Alexandria Kiwan to me is an exotic city. It is Alexandria Kiwan. That's where the Peace Summit is.
Wrong.
A place where all the buildings are thousands of years old and everything's dusty and brown.
No, this is Charlize Theron on the red carpet at the Oscars. What are you wearing? I'm wearing an Alexandria Kiwan.
Oh.
And she's got her signature boning in it.
You're right about that.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, upgrade.
That's an upgrade, too. Congratulations on your boning.
My day. Thank you.
You're welcome. And we'd love to wear your stuff.
That's all the time we have for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So if you haven't been paying attention to the news right now, there's a real big dust up with Warner Brothers Pictures. They are trying to sell themselves. And as of right now, the number one company that could buy them is Netflix, which is not good for some reasons. One of which is it would create a huge monopoly or almost monopoly on the entertainment industry, with them controlling over almost 50% of pieces of entertainment released, movies released, if that happened. But also it would kill movie theaters. Now, there's a counter hostile offer coming from Paramount Pictures, which has its own barbs as well to that. That is also not a good situation. But if the Netflix one goes through, a lot of industry people are terrified it's going to kill the movie theater industry. It's going to kill the movie theater experience. And
because everything's going to be streamed,
because Netflix has made it very clear that they think that nobody wants to go to a movie theater. Everybody just wants to watch movies at home.
Okay.
I can tell you right now, that is absolutely not true. I am somebody who would rather watch a movie in a movie theater 10 out of 10 times than watch it at home.
Oh, God.
I right now, because I'm a voting member of the Critics' Choice Awards, I have this app that has all the movies that are in movie theaters right now. And obviously, I can't go see them all in theaters, so they make it easy. Watching a movie at home on my TV, and it's a decent TV, is such an unenjoyable experience compared to a movie. I don't get into movies nearly as much as I do when I am in a theater surrounded by a screen bigger than I could imagine, in sound better than I could imagine, and a communal experience. I like the I like going to see a comedy in a room filled with people who are all laughing together. I like crying with a room full of strangers where, like, my whole thing is that movie theaters are one of the last things where we still have communal experiences in a world where we rapidly are losing connections with people. It's nice to have something where a bunch of strangers can get together and feel human emotions. That's me.
Okay.
However, Katie's the opposite.
Very much so. I don't even notice other people in a theater unless they're, like, bothering me. Like, the idea that other people are also laughing, I don't notice if they're laughing also. I don't notice if they're crying. I only notice them if they're doing something annoying.
So this article that I found is asking the question, what can movie theaters do to get people like you back?
Oh, boy.
And I want you to think about it as I run over some of these things. This is from a huge management consulting firm. Okay, they asked their biggest and brightest at this consulting firm, what can movie theaters do? And here's some of the quotes. More than ever, cinema must reframe itself as a premium experience and not mere content. I agree with all this. Seeing a movie theater is an event, a destination, an experience that is far more affordable than a ticket to a Taylor Swift concert. Theaters can deliver on this promise via premium auditoriums, premium service, personalization that can be replicated at home, that can't be replicated at home. What do you say about that? By the way, you can text in your thoughts to 909-1065 as well.
All that sounds like a bunch of gobbledygook to me.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't value premium experiences?
What makes it premium?
That's what the movie theater needs to come up with.
Oh.
Like, maybe they need, they already, like, have full bars. Almost all movie theaters do.
Yeah.
I think maybe what we need to see is more movie theaters be like Studio Movie Grill, where, like, there's a waiter that comes or a server that comes and brings you your drink and your food. I think they need to do that.
There are so many things about going to the movies that make staying home and watching a movie just feel so much better. I mean, even having to, like, get myself ready to go to in public. Don't like that. Sitting there in like normal clothes. Don't like that. The fact that I have to be like, what?
Nothing, go ahead.
Okay. The fact that I have to like be sitting normally in a chair, even if it's, I mean, the reclining chairs help, but like I can't curl up with my boyfriend with a blanket and like.
Sure you can. There's no reason why you couldn't curl up with
a thing in the middle.
Almost every movie theater now has armrests that go up.
We're acting like that's comfortable. Come on.
The seats in a movie theater are way more comfortable than most people's couches. And you can
what world are you living in?
What world are you living in? When's the last time you went to a movie theater?
When Wicked One came out.
So last year?
Yeah.
I don't know what movie theater you went to, but movie theater seats are ridiculously plush.
I know they are, but I'm saying they're not a couch.
No, you can't lay down, but you can recline.
Can I pull my legs up and take my shoes off and then wrap a blanket around me?
Yes.
Gavin.
No, who's going to stop you?
From taking my shoes off in public?
Who's going
to stop? I don't know. The public?
It's a dark theater. Nobody
That's
knows.
The communal experience you want?
Unless your feet stink, I don't care if you take your shoes off.
How about that I care that I'm taking my shoes off?
And lots of people bring blankets. How about this one?
People
this
are bringing blankets to the movie theater?
Oh, yeah. Lots of people bring blankets to the movie theater. Huh. I think this one's awesome. And this is not something that you would do. This is something I would do. Lots of text messages coming in, by the way, to 909-1065. I'll get to that in a second. Provide social spaces and host community events. We're talking about what movie theaters can do to get people back in seats. Taking a cue from independent cinemas, which have been doing it for a long time, offer film clubs, themed watch events, even have Q&As with directors and stars from the movies if you can get that too. I would love that. Movie theaters, if you're listening,
but I
would love to come and host something or run a cult classic movie screening experience where we all talk about the movie afterwards.
I feel like that is a very niche group that they're...
It is, but they need to... But
here's another thing that I need him to do.
Okay.
Give me a remote so I can pause it when I have to go pee.
The pausing, yeah, the pause. But again, though, that's not part of the experience of going to see a movie, though. Like, because you don't know what's coming up. If you pause a movie, you might be pausing it in the middle or right before one of the biggest scenes in the whole thing. Like, you saw Sinners.
Yeah.
Okay, what if you paused it just as that incredible music scene was starting? You would lose the momentum of emotion.
What if I got up and went to the bathroom right before it and then missed it entirely?
What if you just went to the bathroom before the movie started?
That's not how it works.
We don't have time for a lot of these, but text messages. I take my shoes off at the movie theater. I just wear slip-on shoes, and I just take them off. People come in pajamas, and they bring blankets. One couple even brought their small dog once. Okay, don't bring a dog. Somebody said, Katie, my wife takes her shoes off and wraps around a blanket every time we're at the movie theater. I
guess if I'm wrapping the blanket around my feet, I'd feel better. For the people that are like, if you don't notice other people, how are they going to notice your shoes are off? The point is that I know my shoes are off. My feet are going to be touching like either the ground or the chair or something. That feels gross to me.
Somebody said maybe if they add chairs that simulate action like the Shrek ride at Universal Studios. They have those. They're called D-Box. Sometimes it's a little too much. This one, I love going to the movie theater. I love the big screen. I love the immersive experience. My family still goes, and I agree. Having more movie theaters like Studio Movie Grill would be nice. So there you go. I mean, we've run out of time for this, but I got to say, I really hope movie theaters don't go.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
This story's awesome, and of course, if it's a viral story about a criminal, Katie's all over it. What are the details for this?
Okay, so there was a gentleman. Oh, by the way, Florida, duh. His name was Josh, and he decided in the middle of the night, I'm going to go steal the forklift at the local high school.
The forklift?
Yeah. So goes and steals the forklift. Now, you might be thinking, oh, he wants to joyride around in the forklift. No.
No?
He had bigger plans. And his plan was to take the forklift and pick up an ATM machine. And he drove it to a nearby parking lot where they had, like, just an ATM machine sitting there at a store, you know. And he picks it up. He starts to drive it home. Through his residential neighborhood.
What?
Yeah. So imagine, not only is a forklift coming down the road, a forklift with an ATM machine on it
right.
coming down the road.
Because it's not like if I saw somebody driving a forklift down a residential street, of course, my spidey sense would tingle.
Yeah.
But I would think like, well, there must be
midnight
something.
Midnight construction.
Yeah, I guess so.
Power line?
You're carrying an ATM machine.
Now I'm starting to wonder.
I have one thought.
Yeah. ATM machine falls off the forklift.
Oh, man.
Falls off the forklift, and he's a him and a han standing there by the forklift going like, oh, God, how am I going to get it back on? Unfortunately, what does he hear? Whoop, whoop.
Oh, man.
Cop pulls up to him. Cop goes, what's up, bro? This is a direct quote off the body cam. Oh. What do you got going on over here? And the guy said, I dropped this thing over here and ran away. Okay. Yeah. They didn't catch him.
I wish there was video of him dropping the ATM off the forklift.
Yeah.
Because I want to know if he was just like, oh, dang. Or like, what kind of reaction? Like, oh, no. I'm impressed he knows how to operate a forklift. I wouldn't know how to do that.
Once you get it turned on, which I guess it was just sitting there with the keys in it. That seems unsafe.
Yeah.
Once I got it turned on, if I had a couple minutes of practice, I think I'd be good.
No way.
If anybody in this room could manage a forklift, it's definitely going to be me.
But that doesn't mean that we can do it. That's like, yeah.
No, you can't do it. I can't.
No, I don't think you can.
I feel like I could.
Have you seen a forklift?
Right, yes, and let me tell you why I'd be great at it. What is the other thing I'm really good at?
I don't know.
Claw machine.
Are you?
And how can it be even that different?
It's not the same thing.
There's four handles.
Some go down, some go right, some go left.
Four claw machines, one.
I know, but my point is I'm good with a joystick.
Oh, no, boy. I'm looking at this map of a forklift. There's like 10 different things you have to know.
I'm looking at it, too. There's no way.
No way.
There's no way. When you pull up a picture of a forklift cockpit, at first, you'd think like, oh, it kind of just looks like a golf cart. It's not, though. There's like... there's little springy joysticks to your right. Mm-hmm. Who even knows what the hell they do? And then there's like 15 different gear shifts behind the steering wheel.
The gear shifts, are we going up? Are we going down? Guys, this is nothing.
Katie, there's only so many directions. If you're like one's up and one side to side, what are the other five for?
I'm looking at it right now. There's the parking brake. That one I would have struggled to find. Okay. Steering wheel, pedals, and then the levers are raise and lower, tilt, and auxiliary. Now, I will say, I don't know what the word auxiliary means, so I wouldn't use that one.
The fact that there's even three pedals, as if it's like a stick shift vehicle and not an automatic transition, is like, come on, guys. It's like they're trying to make it complicated. If you're just joining us, we're arguing about who can operate a forklift because a criminal in Florida tried to steal an ATM with one. I mean, if you are somebody somebody's offering you, Katie, on text message, a forklift to try to drive.
Oh, boy, don't do that.
Can we get the forklift to the studio?
If we can, I will go pick some stuff up out of the parking lot.
Whoever texted that in to 909-1065, let us know where it is, and we'll come down there and shoot a video of Katie, successfully or not successful, trying to drive a forklift to pick. You have to pick something up, you have to move it, and you have to put it back down.
Fine. I mean, you're saying that like it's so hard. That like people don't do it every single day.
Those people are trained.
Trained.
You're saying it like it's not.
Okay. Trained how? How hard is the training?
I don't know.
I told you if I had a couple minutes, I could...
I think we need to have a KUDL forklift challenge.
Fine.
I think so, too.
Fine.
Okay, great. We're going to be on this. This is definitely a post-holiday conversation.
Right, because you have to put your forklifts away for Christmas.
Of course, at least. But we're going to get on this, and we're going to revisit this at some point.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right. She loves American Furniture Galleries, but not more than she likes beating you.
Whoa.
In Are You Smarter Than Katie? It's crazy. We are going to be playing with the one and only Arthur today. Good morning, Arthur.
Good morning, everyone.
Fun fact about Arthur.
Oh, yeah.
He's a king. He is the King Arthur.
Wow.
Yeah, and when he goes into American Furniture Gallery, only buys round tables.
Absolutely.
All right, Katie's leaving the studio. The jackpot's $400. Win or lose, Arthur, we're going to give you some passes to the New Year's Eve party at the Hard Rock Casino. Congratulations on that. And these questions deal with news and pop culture. We'll see how many you get right versus how many she gets right. Are you ready?
Yes, sir. I'm in the car with my stepson and my fiance.
With your stepson and your fiance? We'll get to them in a second. All right, here we go. Question one. New research has proven that 64% of teens admit that they use AI chatbots like ChatGPT every week, if not every day. Yikes. Most use it to help them do their homework or papers, but some even say it's for companionship. Oh my God. Which of the following is not an AI chatbot? Gemini, Grok, or Orion? 3 seconds. 3, 2.
The last one.
Orion. All right. Question two. Katy Perry has hard launched her new relationship, and it's with the former Prime Minister of France, Justin Trudeau, who divorced his wife in 2023. The funniest part about this is the shocking lack of interest people have in this story, as seen in the comments of her post. What colors are on the flag of France? Three seconds. Three, two, one.
Red, white, and blue.
All righty. Question three. Ariana Grande was aggressively hugged by an influencer on the red carpet for Wicked 2, and her co-host Cynthia Erivo had to come to her rescue. Well, the guy that did that was at a Lady Gaga concert in Sydney, Australia, and the crowd recognized him and got him kicked out by security. How about that?
I heard about that.
True or false, Sydney is the capital of Australia?
I want to say yes.
All right. So that would be true. Question four. The Hunting Wives is a very popular show on Netflix, and season two is about to go into production, and some new cast members are joining, one of which is John Stamos, who played Uncle Jesse on Full House. What was the name of Uncle Jesse's band on Full House?
Oh, you guys know?
3 seconds. Three. Two, one.
I don't know.
All right. Question five. Ricky Gervais, the stand-up comedian and actor, just had a very successful debut of a new comedy special, and he gave all of his profit to animal rights groups. The total was $3.25 million, and he said he did it because he believes in giving away everything he doesn't need to live. Wow, what a guy. If he did the same amount for three more specials, what would the total be?
What were the numbers again?
$3.25 million. And if he did it for three more specials, what would the total for all four be?
So $3.25 million, and you said four?
Yep.
That's going to be $13 million.
All righty. Please bring Katie back in here. Arthur, now let's do shout-outs. What's your wife's name?
My fiance's wife is Callie.
Callie, okay. And what is your stepson's name?
Stepson's name is Rylan.
Rylan and Callie. I love that. How old is Rylan?
Rylan's 12 years old.
12 years old. So are we going to sixth grade today, Rylan?
He doesn't want to speak, but he's going to seventh grade.
Seventh grade. Okay. I love it. All right. What school do you go to, Rylan?
He goes to Olympus.
Olympus, home of the fighting what?
Limpies.
The fighting Limpies?
Yeah.
The Spartans.
Nope, sorry.
No, wrong.
No, Katie says it's the Limpies.
Yeah.
At least they're fighting, but what a impotent name. All right, here we go, Katie. Question one. This is eye-opening for parents. New research has proven that 64% of teens admit that they use AI chatbots like ChatGPT every week, if not every day. Most use it to help them with their homework or papers, but some say they use it for companionship.
What?
Yes, that is pretty eye-opening. Which of the following is not an AI chatbot? Gemini, Grok, or Orion?
Orion.
That is correct. Question two, Katy Perry hard launched her relationship with Justin Trudeau.
Yep.
Who got divorced in 2023. The best part about this story, I think, is the shocking lack of interest that people have in it.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
You can even see in the comments for Katy Perry's post where she hard launches the relationship, people are like, we do not have time for this.
Yeah.
What colors are on the flag of France?
Red, white, and blue.
Red, white, and blue.
Now, I don't know what that has to do with Justin Trudeau.
Justin Trudeau. Oh, he was Canada. Oh, God, that's right. Canada. All right.
Yeah.
Well, but you know you're France.
Well, yeah, I do. And my aunt.
What colors are on the flag of
Red
Canada?
Red and white.
Red and white. That's right. And what picture, what image is on the flag of Canada?
Maple leaf.
No.
Yes, it is.
That's a marijuana leaf. Google it.
Okay.
Or just ask Grok.
Okay.
Question three. Remember when Ariana Grande was aggressively hugged by that influencer on the red carpet?
Yes.
Well, that guy got recognized at a Lady Gaga concert in Sydney, and the crowd recognized him and got him kicked out by security.
Good.
Good, stupid a-hole. True or false, Sydney is the capital of Australia?
False.
That is correct. It's like a random city that most people have never heard of.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Question four. The Hunting Wives is a popular show on Netflix. Do you watch that show?
No, but I've been told by a million people that I'd love it.
Seems like a show you'd like. Season two is about to go into production. New cast members are joining, one of which is John Stamos, who played Uncle Jesse on Full House.
Sorry, John Stamos is going to be on Hunting Wives?
Correct.
As what?
One of the hunters? I don't know. I don't watch the show.
I
don't know. A lesbian? I'm not quite sure. I've heard that the show is about lesbians. That's what I've heard.
It is?
That's what I've heard. I don't know.
Is it about hunting, though?
I've heard it's not about really hunting at all.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Okay. Anyway, what was the name of Uncle Jesse's band on Full House?
Jesse and the Rippers.
Yeah. So much ripping.
Yeah.
And question five, comedian Ricky Gervais had a debut of his new comedy special. He gave all of the profit he made off of it to animal rights groups. The total was $3.25 million, and he said that he believes in giving away everything he doesn't need to live. I think that's amazing. He, like, truly is somebody who puts his money where his mouth is. If he did the same amount for three more specials, what would the total for all four be?
Oh, boy.
Three seconds.
Hold on.
Three, two.
4 million exactly?
Four million?
You didn't let me finish.
Okay, go ahead.
400 million.
No, you want to try another one?
No.
It's a maple leaf.
Marijuana.
The answer is $13 million. Arthur got that one correct, but Arthur, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
You got three, but Katie got four.
Oh.
Katie little wins limpies. Again. The fighting limpies didn't eke it out today, but that's all right, though. everybody, what is it that you want to tell us?
We are not smarter than Katie.
Not today. But we stay on hold. We need your information because we're still going to hook you up with some passes to the Hard Rock Casino's New Year's Eve party, okay?
Sweet. Thanks, guys.
You got it.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Now it's time for us to play Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. This is part one of Fun Delivered. Now, what's going to be extra fun, at least for me and Katie today, we're doing four things. Why? Because Kevin's not here. Now, because Kevin's not here, that means that I get to open one, Katie gets to open one. And because we can never reach a consensus over who got the better gift and gets a third one, we just each take another. We take an extra.
Right. And you know what? It's the holidays.
It is the holidays.
So, there you go.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Make your way over to the Fun Delivered box.
And I'll get
box.
Two at the same time?
Sure.
Okay.
Now, Fun Delivered is this company, if you don't know, that is out of Florida, and they buy up undelivered, unopened packages that get lost in the mail. And then you can buy them, and it's great for white elephant gift parties. It's great for all kinds of occasions because it's a lot of fun because you have no idea what's inside, just like we have no idea what's inside. They told me, the girls who own the company, that they have something special in the works, and it's a way to make the game of Fun Delivered last all year. I think that's all I'm allowed to say now.
Okay.
But boy, oh boy, is it going to be great.
Okay.
All right. So you went into the box and what did you pick out?
So I chose a box.
Oh, that is a box. Okay. Oh, JFK.
Very square.
From New York City.
It has a little jingle jangle in it, but okay. I don't know what it is. And then the other one is just a bag. Okay.
Oh.
But it says on the outside, faddish deals.
Faddish?
F-A-D-D-I-S-H.
What a terrible word.
Yeah.
If we're playing Married Name Upgrade Downgrade.
Yeah.
And somebody has the last name Faddish. It'd be like, I'd say. Sure hope you've been thin your whole life.
Yeah, yeah. It almost feels like there's light bulbs inside, but I can't imagine you get light bulbs from Faddish.
I can't imagine you get light bulbs through the mail.
Why?
Oh, I guess you could from you Amazon can. If you don't feel like going to almost any store. All right. Okay. Well, we'll find out what Faddish is soon.
Okay. I'm very excited to find out what Faddish is. Now, you said there's more. There's a whole other big box coming, right?
Yes.
So we're doing a company Christmas party and we're doing like the white elephant gift exchange again. And I was going to just wrap up some of the good things we've gotten from Fun Delivered, that because we have a Fun Delivered bin here in the studio. That's like a bench, but you can open up the top and you can put stuff in it.
Yeah.
We put all of our Fun Delivered finds in there. And so I'm going to wrap some things up and add it to the white elephant.
Great idea.
Thanks.
By the way, this company doesn't do enough to say what a great addition to the Christmas planning party committee you have been.
I agree.
Everything's gotten plussed up.
Thank you.
All right. So I got a plain cardboard box. It's about the size of one of yours, and it was supposed to. Oh, this, they didn't black out the address.
Oh, where's it from originally?
I don't know where it's from. Oh, maybe I can't tell if this is the address.
Yeah,
is that where it's from or where it's going?
Where it's going.
So it was going to Jacksonville, Florida. So listen,
could be a gator.
You talking about the it's from Chicago going to Jacksonville. They didn't black out anything on this package. And it's from something called Mondo Window Fly. I don't know what that is all about. But if it's going to Jacksonville, the Panhandle, Florida is a pretty scary place.
Yeah, sure.
And this...
That could be just a box of hunting knives.
This is most likely going to be crap.
Okay, why?
Because inside is loosely packaged all of the same thing.
Oh, okay. I have to tell you, listen, that looks like a brick of cocaine.
It's not.
It's a bunch of pens?
It's a bunch of loose items
okay. That
feel... circular.
Oh.
And kind of squishy.
Okay. How weird.
Yeah, super weird.
Okay.
Really weird packages today for round one. A Fun Delivered. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to play some music. And then we open these on the air for Fun Delivered Part 2. That part you do not want to miss.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
106.5 The End. It's the wake-up call.
Time for part two of Fun Delivered. That is where we finally open these things that we needed to open so badly. They've been calling our name this entire time. Just a recap for everybody. Kevin is not here today. So because Kevin is not here, that means Katie and I get to do two each.
Ha ha.
Which is so much fun. And we do two each because we can't ever agree on who's actually winning Fun Delivered. That's fine. Would you like to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to start with the box.
Okay.
Okay. So it says multifunctional scraping instrument.
Oh no.
What that could mean.
Whatever it is, it's not going to be fun. And whenever you see multi-use, it's never that great. It's like a Swiss Army screwdriver or something like that.
Oh my God. Is this one of those things where you do like lymphatic drainage on your body?
What?
And it like heats up, and then you like push it down your stomach and stuff.
Wow, that is not what I thought it was going to be.
What
they
do you
should
think it was gonna? Oh, it is one of those things.
They should not use the word scraper.
Now I have to say, one of the buttons not in English. One says heat, and the other one says I don't. Oh,
okay, it's heating up.
No, that's I don't know what that is, but. Okay, now
the lights are on.
The heat is going.
The lights are on.
And then you rub it on your tummy to get all that drainage out into your lymphatic system so you can just pee it all out.
Sure.
I wanted one of these.
Well, there you go. Fun
wow.
Asking ye shall receive with Fun Delivered.
Yes.
Listen, even though part of that's not in English, I'll bet that thing wasn't cheap. I'm going to open the one that I think is going to be bad first.
Okay.
Oh, man.
What?
It is many things of the same thing, but...
But what is it?
Oh, my God.
What?
It's six bags.
Okay.
And all the bags are premium feminine balance gummies.
Stop it! Stop it! Throw me one.
Oh, man.
I need feminine balance.
Gross. Don't tell me that.
It says revitalize vaginal health in just two bites.
Oh, my God. It contains collagen for healthy vaginal odor. Oh, and flora. Oh, my God.
The flavor is Hawaiian pineapple.
God dang it.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That is hysterical. FDA approved.
I got six bags of it. What does it say about the person who ordered six bags
okay, can I ask
of this?
What if I slip these into people's stockings? But not people that I like... I'll give one to my mom. But if I'm at somebody else's house, just be like, bink, drop it in there for the wife. She'll think it came from the husband or Santa.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to do faddish deals.
We're playing Fun Delivered. If you want to see any of this, you text in FUN, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065.
And as we have established, faddish, F-A-D-D-I-S-H, terrible name.
Terrible name.
Okay. Pulling it. I gotta tell you something.
You got penis gummies.
No, the name of this business does not at all give you an indication of what is in the bag. It's cat toys. It's two little mice that you wind up so your kitty cat can chase them. These mice are not from America. The top of the bag just says toys, toys, toys.
Flame Fun delivered. Kevin's not here, so Katie and I both get to go twice. If you want to see any of this, text in fun, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065. All right, I'm opening this box.
Okay.
That was from Chicago going to Jacksonville, Florida.
That is the fact that it's going to Jacksonville, for me, seems promising.
It is what appears to be like a
an
electronic like safety light, but I have lots of them. Lots and lots and lots and lots.
Is it like
I have 16.
Like one of those lights that you like shove into the ground in your front yard?
Oh, no, because they come with these like almost command strip like, so they stick to something, like some kind of surface, but a shelf. I don't know.
And there's nothing inside of there that says what the name of it is.
It just is solar cell lighting. And then it's instructions. But this isn't terrible. 16 of these solar powered lights isn't really that bad.
Maybe if you were like had like an outdoor porch and you wanted the top of it to be lit.
Yeah, maybe. Or the or something underneath the porch. Like if you were, well, but it's solar powered. Can't put it in a garage. I don't know. But I got 16 of them. Anyway, though, so who do you think won? Man, I got from
you won.
Vaginal gummies.
You got the vaginal
and solar
gummies.
Lights. And you got the red light
lymphatic drainage.
Scraper.
I don't like that.
I don't either. And
cat toys.
Text in 916-909-1065 to say who you think won. And then if you text in the word fun, you get to see it all.
1065, the end.
The wake up call.
Listen, guys, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but sadly, we're all going to die.
Oh, God.
I know. It's tragic. Some of us are closer to that than others.
Some of us don't know.
And one of those people is Martha Stewart.
Okay.
And she was on an interview recently, and they asked her, like, what are your plans for when you die? This is what she said.
Do you want to be buried or cremated?
Oh, I'm going to be composted.
Do you know what? Five people said to me ahead of time they knew I was asking you that, and they were like, oh, she's totally going to be composted.
Yeah, I mean,
now, what does that mean?
When one of my horses dies, we dig a giant hole really deep in one of my fields. We have a pet cemetery. And the horse is wrapped in a clean white linen sheet and very carefully dropped down into this giant, lovely grave. I want to go there.
I got to tell you, sometime we're going to have to revisit the topic we've done in the past. What's something that if a poor person has it, it's troubling. If a rich person has it, it's troubling. A pet cemetery on your property is definitely that.
Yes. We're using the term composted a little loosely. There is a way to turn yourself into compost after you die, but it's a whole process.
What do you want to happen when you die?
I want D'Lo to carry my bones in a necklace.
You want your boyfriend to carry your bones in a necklace?
I want them to be made into jewelry, but yeah. Maybe rings. I don't know.
What about the rest of you? I want him to wear your entire skeleton.
No.
So that it's real heavy, like Jacob Marley's chains.
Listen, if I die, that's how he'll feel. Okay, I want to be turned into lots of jewelry that he can wear. And then maybe put the rest of my ashes in an urn, but the urn has an eye on it.
What?
So it seems like I'm always watching.
Like Book from Hocus Pocus?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I just don't want him to forget I'm still here.
That's crazy. First of all, these are some big plans for a man that is definitely not going to outlive you.
He is not going to outlive me?
Yes.
That's what he says.
Because it's true.
He's going to die before me?
Yes.
Why would you think that? He's so healthy.
One, he's older than you.
By 2 years.
Two, you've already said you're dying at 92.
I'm gonna die at 93. Yeah, that's true.
So everybody plan accordingly, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay. So Katie is a witch and she says she's going to die at 93 years old. So
okay,
he's not going to make it to 93.
Okay, so I need to have a backup plan.
No, him with the bone jewelry is the backup plan. You need a plan. I just want to be cremated.
And then done what with your ashes?
I don't know. Let my kids separate my ashes so that each of my kids can keep me in some sort of vessel in their house. Or something like that.
I feel like that becomes a burden.
It's not a burden.
Well, then what happens when they die? Where do your ashes go?
They can spread them before they die.
Okay.
They can do whatever they want with my ashes.
That's a good plan.
If they want, but I want my ashes to go to them.
Okay.
Now that's a burden.
What?
What do we do? What are we going to do with Dad?
Yeah.
Or at least a third of Dad.
As we know, my Aunt Lila buried my Uncle Al in the backyard.
Okay. I don't think that's universal knowledge, so you might need to color that in a little bit.
Uncle Al died and Aunt Lila buried him in the backyard.
Illegally.
Well.
Okay.
And she felt very good about that.
Sure.
And then when she died, there wasn't like an urn that had to go somewhere.
Right.
So maybe just like let your wife just bury in the backyard.
Then you can't move.
Yeah. I mean, Aunt Lila stayed in that house.
And there seems like something tawdry about getting buried next to a sprinkler system. You know, and listen,
next to the pool pump.
And you and I live in Roseville and Rockland.
Yeah.
If you ever tried to dig down just a foot in Roseville and Rockland, it's just hard, dense clay.
Yeah, I will
say. We all can't live in the fertile earth of Martha Stewart where you can dig a horse size hole, apparently.
Okay, fine. Mummify me and keep me in the house.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Can we do that a la Psycho? Like, just put you in a chair.
But keep me looking pretty.
Well, we'll do it as long as we can.
Okay.
We'll change out your wigs.
Yeah. And it's a conversation starter. Mm-hmm. Where's Mom?
Yep.
She's in the back room, as always.
Why? You got something you got to tell her? I can wheel her out here.
Yeah.
And then we'll... And I want to say that we'll mummify you with some sort of like trademarked Katie smile, but I think that over time would not age very well.
Yeah, probably.
So just sleeping.
Okay. And that seems very
Katie. And that's your natural state. Yeah.
And you know what? Let my family seal my Social Security.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I want to give long after I'm gone.
Right.
Okay.
Just not through composting.
Not through composting. That's disgusting.
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's wake-up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wake-up-call. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wake-up-call. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.